here's a story from The World.
Across many parts of the eastern U.S., cicadas emerging from their 17-year slumber have been creating a racket. Trillions of them up and down the eastern seaboard. It is biblical in scale. On the other side of the globe, Australians may be able to relate. For months, parts of eastern Australia have been overrun by an infestation, also at plague level, of mice. Millions of them squirming and squeaking, courtesy of a video there posted by the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. Steve Henry is the leading mouse expert at CSIRO. That's the Australian government scientific research agency. Steve joins us from Canberra. Steve, if you're in a part of New South Wales that's facing this problem, we just heard them. Give us a sense of what millions of mice looks like.
They're literally everywhere. So there's not just the economic damage that they cause to crops and fodder storages and grain storages. There's the fact that they're actually everywhere in people's houses. The smell becomes almost overpowering of both live mice, but also dead mice that have gone into roof spaces and wall cavities to die. It's a really challenging situation for those rural communities.
And what does this many mice smell like?
When I went to pay for fuel in a small township called Gilgandra in central New South Wales, you fill up the vehicle with fuel, walk into pay, and you're struck straight away by the smell of dead mice, obviously in the roof space and, wow, and through that area. In areas where they're really thick, they're just splattered all over the roads. Where the wheel tracks run from vehicles, every 30 centimetres or so, there's a squashed dead mouse.
That's unbelievable. So you mentioned the destruction these mice have caused. What have you seen?
We see things like total crop destruction. So they've eaten so much of the summer sorghum crop in far northern New South Wales that farmers just gave up on it and ploughed it back into the ground. If farmers were lucky enough to get through to harvest, some of those loads of grain were being rejected because of the presence of mouse feces in the samples. So that's another challenge there. I know of one haystack comprising 3,000 bales of hay that was just set on fire, and that's a loss of $120,000 right there.
And yet, this is not the first infestation of mice on the scale before in Australia, is it?
No, they come along about every 10 years, typically after a run of dry years. Conditions just get so favourable for mouse breeding, so they become favourable for growing crops. That puts a lot of food in the system, and then mice breed to really high numbers really fast. And this year we've had a mild, moist summer, so they've continued to breed through the summer and right through the autumn.
This is one of the worst infestations, though, in recent memory. What options are there to combat this mouse problem?
What we've been focusing on is protecting the winter crop as it gets sown in the autumn. And farmers are allowed to use a product called zinc phosphide. It's a toxin. I'm loath to call a toxin a good toxin, but it's one where there's a very low chance of secondary poisoning to other animals. Now, we've recently done some research that said that we needed to increase the strength of zinc phosphide for it to be effective, and we've just got regulatory approval for that to be used. And then in the future, what we're saying to farmers is continue to monitor mice through the winter, and at the first sign of any damage in their crops in the spring, then they need to be prepared to bait again to reduce the impact.
So, Steve, are there any signs that this mouse infestation is letting up? How long could it last?
Mouse plagues end very suddenly, and what drives the end of a mouse plague is not well understood. Literally, you know, farmers will call me and say, "What's happened to all my mice? They've just disappeared." And we think what happens is as mouse numbers get really high, you get a higher level of interaction, and that facilitates the spread of diseases. Now, at the same time that that's happening, it's coinciding with them starting to run low on food. They start to turn on the sick and weak ones and eat them. They're always eating baby mice because they're a great source of protein and the world's not a very nice place. So they're preying on baby mice all the time. And so all of those things together lead to the population dramatically crashing away. Now, we're hopeful that that will happen, but it's very difficult to predict. And so what we're counselling is that farmers need to be vigilant through the winter time, be ready to deal with mice again next spring if they start to see signs of damage.
Right. And just a reminder for our listeners that next spring in Australia will be what that starts in October or so, right?
Yes, that's right. September, October.
Steve Henry is a research officer and mouse expert at CSIRO, the Australian government scientific research agency. Steve, thank you very much for your time.
It's a pleasure.